The next patient is Robert Treadwell. The last name is T like in Tango, R like in Roger, E like in Echo, I like in Alpha, D like in Delta, W like in Whiskey, E like in Echo, L like in Lima, L like in Dima. First name is Robert. Number one, clinical case of a 67-year-old white male that is following this office because of the history of CKD stage 3B going into stage 4. The patient has the most likely situation, nephrosclerosis associated to heavy smoking, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Period. During the last visit, we noticed that the patient had gained more than 15 pounds of body weight, and that was concerning. We explained to the patient the need to go in a lifestyle change that is consisting of elimination of the salt in the diet, a fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours, and most importantly, in the significant caloric restriction. The patient comes today with a body weight loss of 217 pounds, 12 pounds lighter than the last visit, which is commendable. In the laboratory workup, the patient has a creatinine of 2.27, a BUN of 7 with an estimated GFR of 33 mLs per minute. The patient has RBCs, epithelial cells, and white blood cells with a gram positive in urine, 20 to 30,000 colonies. The patient is completely asymptomatic. This could be related to BPH. At this point, we are not going to treat the patient. We are going to observe the patient and continue the close follow-up. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease. He has a history of coronary artery bypass graft and several PCIs. The last the one done in September 2021 at Highlands Regional Medical Center. The patient is followed by the cardiologist on a regular basis. Following number, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. The patient smokes cigars. He's telling me that he smokes 2 cigars, but not in its entirety. He's just a couple of puffs, and that's the way he describes his smoking. Certainly, the auscultation of the lungs has improved. The patient is no longer with the ronchi or wheezing, period. Following number, the patient has a history of AAA that is followed by Dr. Vasquez, V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z, at the Central Florida Clinic. Period. This patient has also been seen by Dr. Lackey, L-A-C-K-E-Y, for that purpose. I have to mention the AAA because the last dimension was 3.9 centimeters, and it will be in the best interest if the patient is referred to the vascular surgeon for repair. That could be done endovascularly. Following number, the patient has a hyperlipidemia that is treated with statins. The cholesterol went down from 215 to 160, and the triglycerides are 220. The HDL cholesterol is down to 27. And we know that this patient with so many comorbidities is prone to have this low HDL. Period. Diet is key in the management of this case. The patient is going to have a follow-up in 4 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes in the laboratory workup, 25 minutes in seeing the patient face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.